Second.
What did you say?
Well, what happened was it's like a movie. His mother baked a cake, maybe a few cakes, because they smuggled in two large keys and a couple of packs of eggs. And my father told me they were smuggled in cakes, his mother baked. And the plan was, there was four in each cell, and the plan was that eight were going to escape. And they had made a hole through the adjoining wall of the two cells, which is amazing that they were able to do this and it wasn't discovered. Now, my father, when he went to work in Dan Lee's, and in those days it was a very common thing, big heavy keys, cutting them. And you cut them out by hand. You know, you cut out, you know, a huge, big, heavy iron key. You cut the thing out. And he was an expert at this. So they wanted two keys. They wanted a key of his cell, and they wanted a key of the door of the prison block. And fortunately, one of the wardens was one of them. He was a sympathizer. He worked as a jailer. But he was a sympathizer to the deputy. So, my father, this jailer, give my father an impression of the two keys needed on a bar of soap. And my father, from that, cut the two blank keys. One for the cell door, and one for to get out of the lock into the yard. Now, there was eight of them, four in each cell. And they picked a night, which is interesting, but the governor was at a concert in the town hall, and the man who was singing was a very famous Irish tenor, John McCormick. Now, the plan was, they were going out, which would be the west wall. Now, that's the west wall. The reason for that was, it faces, which is now a place called St. Malachy's Villas. But those houses weren't built. And what there was waste ground and embankment down onto the railway line. And that's where they were going to go out. But there was a double gate. There was a sort of a double gate for security there. Now the first gate, the plan was that my father would cut this big padlock, and he had to be very careful, he told me, because when you look at a padlock, it swivels like that. When you're locked, it swivels, it's hinged on one side, right? Now, if you cut it this side where it hooks in, it won't open. Oh, sorry. Yes, it will open. But if you cut it this side, you're in trouble. Because it's locked there. It won't move. So he had to cut it the side where the lock. So they cut the lock and then it slipped back. And you had to get that right. And the amazing thing is, he cut the lock and he took the lock with him. And I've already given it in here. Now, the problem was, they decided the first wall they were going, or the first that was like entered in a courtyard. It was a security thing in these two gates. In other words, when people were coming in a lorry, prisoners, they opened the first gate and then it stopped and they closed the gate and they had, you know, it was a security thing. So they were going out, they were going to go through the first gate after my father cut the lock. But they had to go over the wall, the second one, and they had made ropes out of the sheets of the bed. There was another problem. On that wall, there was a turret with a machine gun on it. Right? Also, outside, patrolling outside, because it was just like wasteland, there was two Free State soldiers who walked from the corner of each wall and came up to the gate. Now, they were going to be a problem. So, my Aunt Julia and Nanny, two common men, women, for weeks before the jailbreak, they were going up, chatting up these police soldiers. And their job was to make sure that when the break was being done, that they kept the two guys back. And I remember my Aunt Julia saying, well, how did you do that? And he says, I know, we have to be a bit of a crew. I'm quite sure that's all it was, a bit of a crew. But I remember thinking how courageous when she told me that. So they got over the wall, and how they handled the guy gun, I obviously whatever way he didn't see them anyway. And I'm not quite sure how that was handled. But when they got onto the waste ground, moved the second wall, the outer wall, the problem was that this waste ground between the jail wall, by the way, the existing jail wall is still there, the outer one today. The inner one that took all down. The problem was that the waste ground was all, they had all with rolls of barbed wire to make it so that, you know, to sort of, it was another form of security, this all this barbed wire outside. And it was just rolled on the ground. And they had to crawl through this barbed wire to get down onto the railway line. And the plan was down off the railway line and make their way up, which is known as Mount Avenue, and make their way, just skirting the town on the